Okay. Gotcha. I'll do the roll call. Carol? I'm sorry, Carol?
Yes.
Yes, George?
Can you repeat once again, sir?
The amendment is to invite, to ask Kevin Fink to join us in if it happens. Okay, James?
What did George say? I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes is in support of the amendment?
Yeah, to invite.
Okay.
All right, folks.
That's fine.
If everybody could listen so we don't have to repeat this for each
vote. Well, if people were talking, I couldn't hear the explanation.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yes.
I'm going to say it now once more. What we're voting on is Rob's amendment to ask Kevin Fink to join us in New York should this whole package be accepted.
Yes.
Okay, James, yes. Janice?
Yes.
Jabari?
Yes.
Teresa? Teresa?
Yes.
Pete? I think Pete got off the call.
I'm yes.
Oh, you're here. Yes? I'm sorry. Pete, are you there?
He said yes.
I am.
Did yes.
And you voted yes. Okay. Did you vote yes?
I did.
Rob?
Yes.
Ray?
Austin.
Marion?
Yes, I guess, yeah.
Charles? Charles? Okay, Charles is off the call. Bert?
Yes.
Yes, and myself, yes. Yes. So, Carol, do you have the tally on that? I didn't.
Just a second. Voting yes. Carol, George, James, Janice, Jabari, Teresa, Pete, Rob, Marion,
Leslie?
Leslie.
Leslie, I haven't left the call. I abstained from the vote.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. 11 yes. There are zero no's and two abstentions.
Okay.
The abstentions are Ray and Charles.
Okay, very good. So that amendment passes. Second amendment, Rob.
Second amendment is that the general procedure is that we assume that the point is to get a vote on the language at the meeting on the 19th and 20th. Then that language will be voted on by the full board after adequate notice. It will be circulated to the labs with the required vote of 3 out of 5. And then assuming 3 out of 5 of the labs accept that language, it will go to the court for ratification. Then if 3 out of 5 of the labs vote it down, it will be the responsibility of the board to set a procedure for overcoming that lack of consensus.
So you're amending point 7 of Ray's proposal, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, that's correct, Carol.
Okay, and
I want the process to be clear.
Okay, is the second to that amendment?
Could you just repeat it one more time, because it was a little...
I will second it.
Okay, George seconded. Okay, so Rob, can you just repeat it so we're all clear?
Yes, the notion is that the diversity language will be completed by this group during the board meeting. Once that happens, the full board will vote on it after a period of adequate notice. It will go to the labs for review and approval, and it will be subject to the same 3 out of 5 vote requirements that exist in the legal settlement. Then it will go to the court for the court to ratify so that the bylaws with this diversity language can be ratified by the court in accordance with legal settlement. And the only other point is that in the event that 3 out of 5 of members of the board do not do not adopt it as happened before by July 23, it will be the responsibility of the board, this body, to determine what the next process is.
Point of information, Leslie?
I'm sorry.
Point of clarification?
Yes.
Point of order?
Yes.
Oh, what do you consider as to be adequate notification to the lab?
No,
to the board.
To the board.
And actually, let me ask another question while you're answering that. It's along the same lines. If all 15 members of the national board are present, could we vote right then and there?
That's a legal question, Leslie, that I don't consider myself qualified to answer.
May I speak to that? There are two things.
Yeah, and also if Kevin can speak to it, too. Both of you, yeah. Carol?
Our current bylaws require that the board adopt or vote on bylaws with 7 days' notice,
right,
with the text in front of them, 7 days in advance of the vote.
Right.
So if we were to agree in New York on new draft language, our bylaws are very strict. Say we have to have, we can't vote on it until we have had the text and a notice of a meeting 7 days in advance. And it also says that waiver of notice is not permitted. That's what
okay.
our current bylaws say.
Okay.
So that's one. And the second thing is that the settlement agreement does not require court ratification of the bylaws. The settlement agreement requires approval by two-thirds of the IPNB present and voting at a meeting. And
this is Janice. I have a comment.
I haven't finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right, and also we wanted to hear from Kevin on this question.
And majority vote is relapsed as the third portion.
Well, my concern is, and Carol, I think, addressed it, to the extent that the bylaws specifically expressly prohibit waiver, I don't think we can have all the board members waive it and that be sufficient.
Okay.
I think in the absence of that prohibition, express prohibition, we would have a reasonably good argument.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So then I won't push that issue. So, Janice, did you have a clarification?
Yeah, I need some clarification. Mm-hmm. I thought that when we first got entered into this morass on a telephone call, that Carol had made a suggestion of a way that we could deal with this 7-day notice thing, and she tried to institute it at that time. Carol, do you remember that?
Yeah, I said we had the language in front of us 7 days in advance, and that we should vote on it. It was just that it wasn't all in the same draft, so I was trying to pick, mix and match portions from different drafts.
So how is it that that doesn't apply this time?
Well, we wouldn't have the language in front of us 7 days in advance.
I think the goal here is to see if we can develop new language.
Right.
I mean, none of the previous languages or, you know, articulations on the diversity issue have passed. So the point of having a mediate session would be to see if there's some new language.
So my question to Kevin is, there's absolutely no way that this organization, this group, the body can meet, come up with language, and vote on it in the same session. That is an impossibility.
Well, I'd frankly like to see these bylaws that Carol just quoted, but I'm very concerned in light of that we might be in a situation that someone who challenged what took place in the mediation process could look at this bylaw procedure and say that, you know, there would be a requisite that there be a vote 7 days after
mm-hmm.
the mediation process just to, you know, confirm.
So this, okay, I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Well, this is Ray. Can I say something?
Yes.
Well, originally I had proposed that the board would simply meet a short period after whatever the legal requirement would be, the 7 days or something like that, and informal as what had been decided on. And that would be the solution to what was being discussed now.
Let me ask one other question. If is there any restriction? This is a question to anybody. If this happens and we meet and we have a mediation, we come up with language, but because of the present bylaws, you know, we need that 7 days notice. Is there anything that limits the possibility, or that says we can't simultaneously send that language to the labs to vote on it, so that, in other words, does it have to be voted on by the interim board first and then sent to the labs, which would delay it further? Or could not, during that week following the board meeting in New York, could it not also go to the labs right away for a vote, so that by within that 7-day period, when the national board would be voting, you know, 7 days out, the labs could also be voting?
I'd accept that if it's okay.
Point of information?
Yeah.
Let's assume that we had a two-thirds vote of the national board for the bylaws.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. What I'm assuming is that we and that this process goes forward, that we have at least two-thirds, maybe even more.
I said minimum of two-thirds.
Right. Agreement in New York. That would not be, though, a binding vote, because we still need that 7 days notice. But assuming that there is enough clarity and enough agreement coming out of New York, that it goes simultaneously, you know, to the labs, as it goes out to the board members for a final formal vote 7 days after that. So if we can do that, obviously my concern is to, especially if we have agreement, to try and speed up the process of getting it moving, you know, as quickly as possible.
This is Carol.
Yeah.
There's nothing in the settlement agreement that specifies the order of the vote. So I don't see any reason why, if if this discussion takes place in New York, and if language is drafted that has considerable agreement around it, that we can't notice a meeting of the IPNB to vote on it
right.
7 days later, simultaneously send it to the lab, and get the whole thing voted on at once, or, you know, within the same
right.
time period. I don't think the labs do not have to vote after the IPNB.
Okay, so Rob, you can...
Absolutely, I
okay.
accept that suggestion, Leslie.
Okay, great.
This is Teresa.
Yes. Teresa.
Hard to collect my thoughts. I do want to remind people that we need to be real specific that the labs are not voting on the complete bylaws. Aren't they only voting on the number and manner of elections?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We know. Yep.
But is that the way it's...
That's collapsed in there as part of it.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that's understood. Well, for practical purposes, though, that means that they vote on the bylaws to some extent, de facto, aren't they? You know, that's...
Yes, because
suppose they reject that part of it, then that means the bylaws have not been adopted.
Right, right.
So that de facto, they are voting on the bylaws.
Well, I hate to say that, but a part of the problem, I feel, in Los Angeles... is that someone was voting no because of an issue of transparency that did not have to do with the number and manner of election. So,
right.
you know, I think if you put the entire bylaws in front of a local advisory board, they're going to try to absorb and vote on the whole bylaws, where if you only put the sections that they are voting on, it's a different issue.
But I think we do have to reiterate that according to the terms of the settlement agreement, which is, that the labs vote on the number and manner of election, of the directors. Marion is also true, though. What Marion is saying is true in real life. That is, if a local board doesn't like something else, they could vote no and have the impact of, you know, stopping the passage of the
right.
bylaws. But we do have to reiterate that's what they're asked to vote on.
Okay, can I say something?
Yes.
Yes. I was just going to say to Teresa that in Chicago we were not just looking at what the lab would be voting on, just the manner and timing and so on of the election. We were looking at the issue of diversity. So therefore, we're looking for compromise on those issues. So therefore, it was justified to have other things in mind and to discuss other stuff.
No, but it's diversity in relation to the election process. It's not just diversity.
No, I understand that.
Right, so it's tied into that. Okay,
but my point was that it also had to do in terms of diversity, in terms of the staff presence and board, not just... I'm saying there were other ramifications of that vote that people considered.
Okay, can we vote on Rob's... Are we ready to vote on Rob's amendment?
Point of information on Rob's amendment?
Yeah.
Rob, you mentioned diversity. That's not the only issue that some of us want to discuss in the revised bylaws. Some of us want to discuss some other issues, like transparency and democracy. Is that possible?
I mean, I think, we can discuss them, but I think we've laid out the issues that we're developing language for.
No, I mean, that. Well, let me just say this. Understanding what was happening in Chicago.
Oh, no.
Leslie, what's that?
We need to stop and deal with that.
What's that?
I don't know.
Not me.
Okay.
Wasn't me.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
actually, you guys, I apologize.
Okay. Wait one second. Rob, my thing was, I talked Leslie about this. Diversity is the top of the list. Let's try to struggle through that. Then we can decide whether or not, we can discuss any other issues. I said, well, I want to discuss three or four other issues. That's as far as we got with it.
Then then we're going to be able to discuss whether we're going to discuss them.
No. Obviously,
Marion,
I make a motion
fine.
About something else.
I see the discussion as being a collaborative process as it was before.
I said, I don't want your diversity language to be restricted, restrict us from having to discuss about something else.
That's fine.
Is that all right?
That's fine.
Understood?
Yes.
All right.
Sounds very good. Yeah,
right.
I think, Leslie, this is where I think the caveat is important. I mean, we discussed that in other contexts, but we know that KPFK had specifically expressed tremendous interest in those issues. And if we're going to have mediation and compromise, they are one of the partners to the discussions, and that point of view should be respected, should be included.
Leslie?
Yes.
This is Teresa. I'm very, very... Well,
okay,
all,
now we have you.
About the jazz combo in the background. and the drum solo and the jazz combo.
I have no idea what is going on here.
Can anybody speak up if you know where this music is coming from?
Ray, this is Janice. I'm fading fast.
Somebody's
got
to
give
more music to me.
Well, that's on KPFT. That's on the webcast.
Well, then they've got to disconnect
the
stuff.
Yeah.
George, is George on the call?
I'm here.
Can someone use another phone to call into the station?
Yeah, call.
That's the music that's on KPFT right now.
Okay, I don't know.
I'll keep
good
you here now.
Very good point.
Maybe somebody... Right.
I think it probably somebody put us on hold.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Right,
I think somebody
happened.
Put us on hold and we got some music. Yeah.
So who's
we
on the call? Who's on the call right now?
I'm talking to Wendy and she says it's not coming from KBFT.
I'm talking
to Wendy on the other line, and she says this is not coming from...
Okay, folks. All right. The music has stopped. The music has stopped.
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
And George.
This is Mary. Can you hear me?
All right, folks. Everybody, could you just listen to me for 1 second?
Yes.
Listen to me for 1 second. If anybody needs to put us on hold, don't. Right? Do not put us on hold because it leads to other noises. Right. If you need to get off the call, get off the call and call back in, or just put the phone down and walk away. Please do not put your phones on hold.
Okay.
Now, I had Teresa next.
And I apologize to KPFT for saying that maybe it was our streaming process that was not working.
Okay, don't worry. Please, can we get back to the substantive issues here?
Thank you.
Teresa,
okay.
Please.
What concern? I have to be really concerned that... We're calling these 24 people to a meeting, and according to what Marion just asked, are we going to be talking about transparency and democracy and other parts of the bylaws? Are we going to open Pandora's box? We have been discussing all of these other parts of the bylaws for 15 months, and we got hung up on diversity. I don't understand why. We're going to bring all of the other sections of the bylaws into this.
No, but I said the other sections, Teresa. I said some other points in these bylaws.
And Leslie, this is Ray.
Can I make a suggestion, folks?
Please.
First, if this whole proposal is adopted and we are going to move forward from this, I think we would need to know specifically in detail what other issues people would like to have raised at the mediation. Above and beyond the diversity issues, so that we have a list in front of us of what the issues are, and we can make collectively a determination of which of those issues, you know, require further discussion, which we will have time for, etc. I think right now it's just an abstraction to say there are other issues.
I'd like to point out, I got three. Democracy, transparency, and amendment to the bylaws.
Okay, but I'm saying the whole goal of having new bylaws was to create a democratic organization. So to say democracy, I'm going to ask you not to do it now, but to send us a memo saying these are the points in Article 5 and Article 8.
I will send every board member a memo.
Okay, that would be very helpful.
Thank you, Leslie.
I would support that.
Okay, great. So can we go back then to Rob's amendment, which we still have not voted on, the Second Amendment, right?
All right. Can we restate the amendment and then vote?
Yes, that's what I want to do. Can Rob or Carol?
Sure.
Okay, Rob, can you
the process is going to be that the language the issues are going to be determined during this meeting at the board. We will follow the process wherein both the full board, after adequate notice, has a chance to vote on the bylaws, and the labs have a chance to vote on the bylaws. They will then go to the court for ratification. And in accordance with what you said, Leslie, we are not going to, if it is deemed more, if it expedites things to allow the labs to get to vote before the board, then we're going to let them do that.
Okay, now, I just want to clarify one thing again. It's my understanding, of, having read the settlement agreement just the other day, that if the two-thirds of the National Interim Board and three out of five labs pass bylaws, some draft of bylaws, then we have it.
Yep.
It doesn't need to go back to the judge for anything.
It just seems to me that it would be helpful to go to the court when we finished it and say, hey, it's done, here it is.
Well, that's different. Reporting to the court is different than asking for ratification.
That's right.
Can I ask Kevin to weigh in on this? Kevin?
Yes, certainly. I'm a little concerned that we had the court weigh in one time before and they said, okay, do it A, B, and C, and we didn't comply with it. We're deciding to go on a different procedure. So I think to the extent that we have already involved the court in this procedure, for us to act unilaterally without asking for their ratification, I think there's some risks inherent. So I do support Rob in the suggestion that once we get the board as well as the labs to approve, I think going back and getting a ratification provides us a great deal of security that we don't have open issues that someone can challenge later, and I would recommend the board consider that to just finalize and obtain closure.
So what word, instead of ratification, would we say for declaration that we have bylaws or something?
I actually like the word ratification, but, you know, I'm not wed to that.
Okay.
All right. Are there other questions, or can we vote on Rob's amendment? Okay.
I would suggest we vote.
Yes. Let's vote. And, again, we'll just go down the list. Carol?
Hello?
Yes. George?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Put me in the stack.
No, we're voting now.
Oh.
Carol's yes. George was yes. James?
Yes.
Janice?
Yes.
Jabari? Jabari? Jabari, are you here?
Am I?
Okay, he's not on the call. Teresa?
Yes.
Pete?
Yeah. Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Marion?
Yes.
Charles? Charles, are you on the call? Charles? Okay, he's not there. Bert?
Yes.
And myself, yes. So I think there were no no's, right?
No no's.
No.
And no abstentions. So that carries. Okay, Rob, did you have a third amendment?
The third amendment is simply that we instruct the legal counsel to explore an expedited process for setting the election schedule, which may begin before the final ratification by the board or the labs has been complete. And that procedure may involve us asking the court to authorize that process to begin before final ratification of the language that we're going to be mediating is complete.
Okay, Kevin, do you have any comments on that?
Well,
I don't have to have any comments.
Well, no, I guess my only concern would be if we were going to the court and asking them to approve the election process before the board had reached conclusion on some of the other issues, the court might be somewhat reluctant to go there. That's my only observation. They'd rather see the board be in all it lined up first before the election takes place.
My amendment does not suggest that we have to go to court, but if the legal counsel feels we should, that he can make that recommendation.
He or she.
He or she. Thank you, Richard.
I have a comment.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm reluctant, assuming all of this takes place.
Okay.
I would be very reluctant to start a nominations and elections process without informing people what they're nominating people for, how they're going to be elected. I'm really upset with Ray for disturbing this call.
I know.
I don't know what to do. It's very difficult.
Ray? No, he's still not back.
Okay, well, that was a point of personal privilege. I just want to say that to me, as much as I want these elections done as quickly as possible, and I appreciate that motive, Rob, I think that's where you're coming from, I think that it's very difficult to go out and recruit substantial people who we need, who are in their right minds, to run for election when the process hasn't been defined, their roles and duties, and how they're going to be elected, or even if we have bylaws. So I am going to vote against this amendment and say we'll open our nominations process when we have bylaws. That's how I'm going to vote.
Okay. Other comments or questions? If not, can we move to the vote?
Hello, this is Ray.
Yeah.
Now, my comment on that again, I pointed to the letter that I sent to you, Leslie, that was signed by Janice and Jabari, and in it, clearly, that's why I said we would have to follow logical order. There are some aspects of the electoral process we could have moved forward. However, there were many technical, mechanical aspects that we could begin.
Can you say what they are, Ray, what those are?
Well, I haven't looked at them recently, but, you know, looking at people's registration, sending them notice and cards. I'm saying that I'm sure that with an election director, we can go into specifics. But there are practical tasks that are that would be the same no matter what the process was. And I'm sure we can look at our database and whatever the technical thing.
My understanding is that someone should correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is that in addition to a national election supervisor, that at each of the listening areas, each of the five stations, there is a local election supervisor in place.
Coordinator.
Supervisor.
Whatever.
I think the term that we've been using the term I'm using is that at each of the five stations there's a local supervisor and there's a national supervisor. I assume these people are not sitting around doing nothing. They are, I assume, working on getting things in order so that whenever the election process happens and whenever the timeline kicks in, things are ready to go. Are there other things, though, that we need such a motion for? In order to move ahead with this thing. I mean, I'm just not sure how this motion isn't superfluous with what's already happening.
May I speak to this again?
Yeah.
The bylaws specify a nominations period. That period is 61 days. It opens on a date and it closes on a date. What I would object to would be opening the nominations prior to adoption of bylaws. Everything else, that, you know, developing the materials, developing the nominations papers, developing everything else, I think the elections supervisors have been working on this and probably are ready to go. But opening the nominations when we can't tell someone when we're going to hold the election and under what circumstances seems perilous to me.
I have a question for Rob Leslie.
Yeah.
Are you specifically referring to making a nomination possible before we do
have? Absolutely. Absolutely. It seems to me that the issue there is qualifications, and I think that we're not going to be changing the qualifications.
Okay, so with that clarification in mind, can we now move to a vote on this amendment?
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to again just read the list here. Carol?
No.
George?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Vanis?
Yes.
Jabari?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Teresa?
No.
Pete?
This is Pete. When I said yes, I was referring to a different call, so that was not Jabari. So call for Jabari, please.
I'm sorry, Jabari? Jabari, are you here? Okay, Jabari doesn't seem to be him. Teresa?
Said no.
Pete?
No.
Rob?
Hello?
Yes.
Ray?
Hello?
Ray is now on another call.
Oh, come on.
Okay, well, Ray, we'll come back to him again. I'll give him one more chance to vote. Marion?
Oh, I don't know. let me abstain for the moment.
Okay, abstaining. Charles? Is off the call. Bert?
Abstain.
I'm voting no. Ray?
Abstain also.
Abstain. I didn't keep track.
I've got George, James, Janice, and Rob voting yes. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Voting no, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Carol, Teresa, Pete, and Leslie. Abstentions, 1, Marion.
Okay, so that does not carry.
Bert Lee is...
Bert Lee.
And,
okay.
And Ray Epstein.
And Ray Epstein.
I've got... yes. I'm sorry, I put Ray is not on call, but...
No, he got on at the end.
Ray. Okay, and Bert... Bert Epstein. I'm sorry.
Okay, so that motion does not carry. Okay, now, are there other amendments that people want to make to Ray's main motion?
Yes.
Carol, yes. Go on.
I did circulate this by email, and I will read it to you. It is to add a point 8 to Ray's motion.
Okay.
And this is it. Point 8. Provided that if subsequent to the passage of this resolution, Judge Sebraw rules that Draft B has been adopted and is, in fact, the current bylaws under which this foundation is operating, then Sections 1 through 6 of this resolution shall be immediately rescinded without need for further vote by the IPNB. And if Judge Sebraw also sets an election schedule, this resolution shall be considered immediately rescinded in full. I'll get a second for that.
I'll second that. It's Teresa.
Okay, so it's made and seconded. Are there any questions about it?
I have some questions.
Yes, go on.
Carol, I remember that you had a proposal that to some extent was similar to the Chicago meetings, although it varied in the sense that at least one of the ways I remember was that it uses different set of individuals.
No.
Are you saying that you would abandon that project?
Well, I don't know. I actually need the chair to tell me how to proceed here.
Okay.
I don't like Ray's motion, and I'm going to vote against it.
Right.
I do have a substitute motion that would substitute in full for another way to reconvene or get the people involved in the Chicago discussions actively pursuing some diversity solutions and recommendations for the next board.
Right.
It is under the purpose of this meeting of how to further pursue the Chicago discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be a substitute for Ray's motion, so I don't know if I have to bring that before we vote on Ray's motion. I guess I do.
Yes, my understanding is you do. But first, though, you're making an amendment on Ray's motion.
Yes, and that's been seconded by who?
By Teresa.
Yes.
Teresa. So first we have to finish that process.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have to see if there are any other amendments. Then the substitute amendment, a substitute motion will be heard.
Right.
So we still haven't voted on Ray's motion.
No. You make amendments first,
okay,
so that when you vote, you're voting on the whole.
This is past 90 minutes now.
Huh?
This is past 90 minutes.
I understand, but what can I do?
We're getting there.
What can I do?
Getting
People
on.
Have comments to make and suggestions.
This is National Board Meeting. That's a telephone meeting, and we're carrying it live, and we hope that it doesn't last forever. This is KPFT Houston.
I don't have it written down in front of me, so I can't repeat it verbatim. And Teresa seconded it. Are there comments, or can we move right to a vote?
This is Ray again.
Yes, Ray.
I was seeking a clarification from Carol as to a commitment to looking for, a parallel process. To me, it seems that if the judge votes that the bylaws were passed, number one and two would automatically be null and void. However, that there would be a value in keeping the other points. And again, even with Carol's proposal, she has suggested that there could be a consultative process and informing the board and the community as to what is really of interest to people, because we're not just seeking to have a vote and defeat an individual or a group. We're looking for consensus. And to me, Judge Sobra's decision that the bylaws were passed would not put an end to that process.
Okay, so you're speaking against her amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any...
At least as presented.
Are we talking about Carol's amendment?
Yes, that's all that's on the floor right now is Carol's amendment, not a substitute.
Can we please move to a vote?
I'm trying to.
Just one comment in favor of the motion. If I may. I believe we're talking about a tremendous amount of expense. And I believe the expense is unjustified if we do have bylaws. And the substitute motion that I intend to introduce would be far less expensive way to proceed with the Chicago discussion.
Can I make a very quick comment?
Yes.
Had we not been back in court, had the process that was begun in Chicago been allowed to proceed, I think we could have been much further along, and all these expenses that are coming up now would not have happened.
Yes.
If Carol hadn't gone back to court, we wouldn't be on this road, and we'd be 2 weeks closer to having some language now.
I'm not sure that that's true. What we're asked to consider now is this amendment. So, does anybody else have a comment on the amendment? If not, we shall move to a vote on the amendment.
This is Teresa. I've forgotten the amendment.
Okay, Carol, can you
all
just
right, I'm going to restate it.
Yeah.
Provided that, this is the final point added to Ray's motion, point eight. Provided that if, subsequent to the passage of this resolution, Judge Sabraw rules that draft B has been adopted and is, in fact, the current bylaws under which this foundation is operating, then sections 1 through 6 of this resolution shall be considered immediately rescinded. And that if Judge Sabraw also sets an election schedule, this resolution shall be considered immediately rescinded in full.
Okay, we're going to move to the vote.
Hey, Leslie, what was the last clause in the sentence, Carol?
If the judge sets an election schedule, this resolution shall be considered immediately rescinded in full.
Carol, you mean or, correct?
No.
If he also does the second thing.
I've asked the judge to do two things. Mm-hmm. To say that we've met the terms of the settlement agreement and that we have bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
If he does that, then all of this, the motion is rescinded. Except that I've also asked him to set an election schedule. And if he does that, then point 7 of Ray's motion, which would tell us how to set an election schedule, would also be rescinded. Is that clear?
I want to make sure I fully understand. Pardon me.
Okay.
To cut to the chase, what you're saying, Carol, is you don't want to have the diversity committee meet.
In New York. No, I don't want to spend the money to bring diversity committee lawyers and mediators to New York if we have bylaws.
Okay.
Leslie? Now can we vote? Is everybody ready to vote?
Leslie, I just have one request.
Yes, Dan.
That you start at the other end in the vote.
Okay. Bert Lee. Bert Lee.
Yes, I'm
sorry, I didn't hear you.
I'm going to have to abstain because they've thrown some stuff in here just now. Where are we with we're talking about a lawyer to represent it. Is that involved in this at all?
No, not in this amendment that Carol's proposed.
How you doing?
Not involved in that at all.
No.
I abstain.
Okay, fine. Okay, Bert's abstaining. Charles? He's off the call. Marion?
Yes.
Yes. Ray?
No. This is Ray's motion, right?
Huh?
This is Ray's motion?
No. On Carol's amendment.
What's her amendment? I'm sorry,
Carol.
I was on. I was trying to have a meeting and also listen.
Yeah, I know. We have to listen. Yeah. Okay.
What was her motion?
All right. This is an amendment to Ray's motion. It is to add a final point, point 8, provided that if subsequent to the passage of this resolution, being Ray's resolution, Judge Sabraw rules that draft B has been adopted and is, in fact, the current bylaws under which this foundation is operating, then sections 1 through 6 of this resolution, meaning Ray's resolution, shall be considered immediately rescinded. And if Judge Sabraw also sets an election schedule, this resolution shall be considered immediately rescinded in full.
Okay, and so far, Bert has abstained, and now the vote goes to you, Marion.
No.
No. Okay, Ray.
No.
Rob.
No.
Pete.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Jabari. Still off the call. Janice.
No.
James.
No.
George.
No.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. They're
all
no's.
I got lost. You're going too fast.
I'm sorry. They're all no's.
Jabari, and then who was next?
Janice was next.
Janice.
Was a no.
A no, and then James is a no.
Right, and George was a no.
George is a no.
Carol?
Yes.
And myself is a yes. So this, I don't have the exact number, but obviously it did not pass.
Did Pete and Teresa vote yes?
Yes.
Yes.
I did.
Pete? Pete? And I thought he voted.
He voted yes.
Yeah.
He voted yes.
He voted and then got off.
Okay.
Right. Okay. So the only abstention is Bert. All right.
Correct.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Voted no.
Okay.
He voted yes. And one abstention.
Okay. Are there any other amendments to this to raise resolution? If not, I want to call. I want to move to a vote on the body of the resolution.
I'm sorry. I had a substitute motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Space that out. Okay, Carol, again, because most of us don't have it in front of us, can you read the substance?
Yes, okay. Here it is. Resolve that in the event that the court rules that Pacifica has not adopted bylaws, the proposals concerning election of local delegates that were put forward at the Chicago discussions, described in shorthand as A, the Wanzala proposal, B, the 50% diversity requirements proposal, and C, the demographics requirement proposal, I hope everyone knows what I mean by that, shall be, one, sent by the executive director to the CPB for a written response from them as to whether or not they would consider them unconstitutional discrimination under the recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions in the Michigan cases that would disqualify Pacifica from eligibility for CPB grants. Two, and those three proposals shall be sent to an attorney acceptable to the IPNB for a written memorandum on the likelihood of lawsuits from members or others alleging unconstitutional discrimination under the recent U.S. Supreme Court decisions in the Michigan cases, and an estimate of the cost of defending such lawsuits, if any, as well as potential impact on other state and federal grants. And three, once this information is gathered, the executive director, station managers, and archives director shall be directed to prepare revised proposed budgets reflecting any potential lost grant monies and legal defense costs, e.g., what salaries, positions, and other operating costs would need to be eliminated from the budget. And four, and all of this information, after all of this information has been provided, the Chicago discussion permit participants shall then be reconvened for further discussions of what diversity provisions they recommend be included in the Pacifica bylaws. That's part one. Part two goes, in the event that the court rules that the Pacifica has adopted bylaws, that was what to do if we have not, has adopted bylaws, then the discussions begun in Chicago shall continue with the establishment of an ad hoc diversity commission for Pacifica, made up of all the lab members and others who attended the Chicago discussions, and any IPNB members who would like to participate. The purpose of this diversity commission would be to analyze the diversity issues at Pacifica, including staff, power and influence sharing, programming, membership composition, and board composition, and how those issues may differ from station to station, and to write a report of their findings and recommendations to be presented to the new incoming board of directors the end of January 2004. The report, of course, could also consist of several sub-reports as appropriate.
Okay, so there are basically two parts to this.
Right.
One is if the judge says the bylaws have been adopted, and two, and the other part is if they haven't been.
Right.
If he says that they haven't been. Okay.
Could I motivate this just a little bit?
Yeah. Let me just point out it's now 4:45 on the East Coast, so we're well into this conversation. So let's hear some motivation, one or two other comments if we can, keep it limited, and then vote. I don't mean to undermine anything, but, let's
very quickly.
Yeah.
Very quickly. The reason I feel this is a better way to proceed is that I think that the discussions
we're trying to navigate blind. We really don't know what the consequences of our actions would be. And by consequences, I mean concrete budgetary impact. And I think that, you know, if the board wants to adopt things that are very strongly likely to have major financial impacts on the foundation, we need to know that before we do it. So I think we need to actually send draft language to the CPB and have them give us their response to it. Because that's 10% of our annual income, and if we're going to lose that income, we should know that before we decide to do it. And then if we do have bylaws, I do think that the participants in Chicago have a real role to play. I think we do have diversity issues throughout Pacifica, and I do think they need to be analyzed and studied and some recommendations made. And not just about bylaws, but about a lot of other issues and some recommendations about how we can get to the real heart of the matter of diversity problems throughout Pacifica. So that's my motion, and I don't know if there is a second, so we should find that out.
Okay. Is a second on the motion?
I second that. Teresa.
Okay. Okay, so now we have a motion. It's been seconded and motivated. Are there any speakers against? Can I also, I want to suggest that we separate the two parts.
I don't think that's necessary.
I don't either.
Oh, okay.
Well, but
I have different feelings about the different parts. I don't know about anybody else. I mean,
can you tell us why?
I don't object. We could vote on one and then the other.
Because I think they speak to two very different realities. One reality is if the judge, you know, makes a decision one way, and the other is if he makes a decision another way.
All right, I'm modifying my motion. Let's vote on what to do if the court says we have not adopted bylaws, which is to get some adequate financial information about what our impacts would be on various proposals.
Okay. Okay. So, are there any comments or?
I have a very quick comment. This
yes,
is Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, I object to this motion because it basically postulates that what we're doing will create irreparable harm, and I don't accept that.
Could I hear Kevin Fink's opinion on that then?
Well, you're kind of asking me a comment in a vacuum because I don't know what exactly the board would adopt on a diversity issue. And is there some risk that the board could take a position that could be a lightning rod for litigation? I think that is possible.
I would like to agree with what Rob... Can I get on the stand?
Yes.
I'd like to agree with what Rob says. This is coded language. It's all kinds of implied criticisms in that motion. And I think it's just another thing that's slowing things down. If we're going to vote on Ray's motion, I think we need to vote on it. And I'm really, really resent all of this because that's what it is. It's a distraction and it's a criticism and a nasty one.
This is Ray?
Yes, Ray.
The way I see it is that I think that we're all here to act responsibly. And now this is true that under some conditions maybe we could lose PCB funding. We could also lose it if we don't. I looked at the latest figures on financial figures in terms of how much money we receive. WBAI receives something like $384,000.
Okay, I have to go.
The CBB.
Okay. People have come to get me. I'm really pissed off about this.
Well,
I'm sorry, but really
irritated. We could lose money for not complying. So therefore, and sometimes you do have to make tough decisions depending on if my daughter was sick and I was told that her medication is extremely expensive, I would decide I cannot live with that. So I would have to decide whether I cannot live without the money or cannot live with her. And within reason, we can vote to take risk, including financial risk, and that's what we're talking about. So So therefore,
I'd like to know what risk we're taking when we take the vote. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I would not present it though as though it's like Rob said, as though this is something that requires, because we haven't done that before, so it's almost like positioning it as though it's endangering us, and that's why we need that life, we need insurance against it.
Okay, are there other comments, or can we move to vote on this? People understand what we're voting on? We're voting on the first part, right, of Carol's substitute motion. That is, if the judge...
if we don't have bylaws, then we need to find out, get some detailed information from CPB and lawyers about what the risks of diversity requirements are.
Okay, that's the motion. That's the heart of the motion. So I'm going to do the vote.
And also get a budget based on those risks.
Right. Okay, so, Bert?
Yes vote is saying what?
It says that if the judge says we don't have bylaws, then before we reconvene to try to agree on new language, that we send the three proposals that we came up with in Chicago to the CPB and ask them, would they deem this something that would disqualify us from CPB money? And that we also get a memorandum from a lawyer saying whether or not he or she thinks the language would subject us to lawsuits and, you know, a reasonable ballpark estimate of the cost of defending such things. Then we get Dan and the station managers to give us a budget that would cover that. And then we take all of that information into a room with the mediators and decide what we're going to do.
Okay, so, Bert.
Who is going to be representing us in this? Is that what...
No, the issue is whether or not we would go through a process of gathering some more information about potential costs.
I vote yes.
Okay. Charles? Not back on the phone. Marion? Marion?
Marion? Coming back. What was the motion?
it's the first part of Carol's substitute motion.
No.
No. Ray?
No.
Rob? 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 I don't know. Rob, are you there? I just heard him a minute ago. I'll come back. Pete?
Yes.
Teresa?
Yes.
Jabari? Never got back on. Janice? Oh, she got off. James?
No.
George?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You go too fast.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Jabari, then we had James as a no.
Right. Janice was off. Right. James was a no. George?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
And myself, yes.
You didn't get me.
I know. I called three times. So
oh,
I'm
no,
going
no.
back. Rob?
No.
No. Okay. Can you add that up, Carol?
Need us a moment.
Sorry. No, now.
All right. Voting yes were Bert, Pete, Teresa, George, oops, I got Teresa twice. George, Carol, and Leslie. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Voting no were Marion, Ray, James, and Rob. That's 4. Off the call were Charles, Jabari, and Janice. That's 3. So the substitute motion carries us to the first part. All right, the second. This would be what to do in the event that the court rules that Pacifica has adopted bylaws on Friday. If the court does that, then the discussions begun in Chicago shall continue with the establishment of an ad hoc diversity commission for Pacifica, made up of all the lab members who attended the Chicago discussions. And I should put a paren in there, and others. Not meaning the facilitators, but there's a question as to whether one of the people who was there was actually a lab member. But I mean all of the people sent by the lab who attended the Chicago discussions and any IPNB members who would like to participate. The purpose of this diversity commission would be to analyze the diversity issues at Pacifica, including staffing, power and influence sharing, programming, membership composition, and board composition, and how those issues may differ from station to station, and to write a report of their findings and recommendations to be presented to the new incoming board of directors the end of January 2004. The report, of course, could consist of several sub-reports as appropriate. And did you second that, too, Teresa?
Yes, I will second that.
Okay. So, does everybody understand what that is?
No, I'm sorry.
Essentially, it's saying if we have bylaws, let's not abandon the people who came to Chicago.
Oh, yes, of course. Okay.
But let's give them a productive job, which is to study our diversity issues as they affect us all and make some recommendations and a written report.
Okay. Yes?
I just have to ask, Carol, so you're saying these 24 people will do this?
I'm saying all of the lab members or lab representatives would be the commission, as well as any IP and B members who want to join the commission.
I am not opposed to that, but I know that at the current way we are conducting our conference calls, it's very expensive.
Yeah, and, you know, they could do this economically by meeting in subgroups by station area and studying the diversity issues at their station area, coming up with a report and a recommendation, sharing it around with the other subcommittees in the five station areas, and then putting together a joint report, maybe with five different sub-reports.
Okay. All
right. Okay. So, is everybody clear? Can we move right to the vote? Okay. What? Was that somebody hesitating?
That was Ray.
Yeah.
No, I would say that I would oppose this measure as being not being too little. Not putting the issue that are facing us dead center, but being a palliative, you know.
I'm trying to interrupt. I need to clarify. Carol, this is if the judge says there are bylaws?
Yes.
Okay, Ray, you're saying that if that happens, if the judge says there are, that we have bylaws, then you're saying this is not adequate enough?
Yeah, I'm saying that I would rather stick to what I propose as a more formal process.
Okay, even if the judge has said that we have bylaws. Okay.
I got something to say
as well. I mean,
Rob and then George.
Leslie, I don't think it's clear to people on the call that that the previous substitution amendment by Carol means if the judge finds that the bylaws haven't passed, we cannot continue with the facilitated process. We'll have to go do what Carol's amendment said. I don't think the people that voted understood that.
I thought it was very clear that they
get that
information, and after this information has been provided, the Chicago participants would be reconvened.
My understanding of the motion that was passed, that Carol's substitute motion, had she inserted some steps before the steps laid out in Ray's motion.
I don't think the members on this call understood that if they voted in support of the previous amendment, that our ability to pursue the facilitated process will be curtailed while we do those other things.
It would be delayed.
Yes. I don't think people understood that.
Well, did anybody?
I do not understand that.
Okay, so now what do we do?
Got it.
I'd like to reconsider that.
Wait a minute. This is not. I don't think this is acceptable.
Right.
After we've all counted the votes and tallied then
we've been through that once before.
We vote on the next motion.
Right. So,
this is the process for dealing with this. It is someone who voted yes can bring a motion to reconsider what we just did.
Right. I bring forth that motion.
Okay. Let me clarify where we are. We're going back to the first motion that Carol made, the first substitute motion, and then we'll come back to the second one. We were in the middle of the second one. We're going to put that aside for a moment. We're going to go back because George, who voted yes on the first time around, is now calling, is re-raising that issue. So.
Good. Then I'd like to be on the stack to.
Well, it's 5 o'clock.
Well, I'm sorry. If you're going to allow us to vote on this again,
right. Then
I would like to add some dialogue to it, just as Mr. Robinson is just allowed to do.
Fine. Okay. I just want to know who else wants to speak.
Group, I have to go. I really do. I'm voting no against anything except Ray's motion. Yes, Ray's motion.
You can't do it that way, Ray.
All right. Maybe I come back on the phone.
Okay.
What's the last digit of the access code?
The last digit of the access code is 8.
8, okay.
3808538.
I'm trying to get back on.
Okay, thank you. Teresa. Teresa.
I would like to say that I figured the reason I voted for this is because of a fiscal responsibility issue that we have been saying that if we have some I'm sorry?
Okay. This is Jan. Are you going to re-vote or not?
Yeah, we're going to.
Yes.
Well, can we please hurry up?
I'm trying to, you know. I'm trying to both be fair and quick. So Teresa was in the middle of a sentence.
I think that Carol's point is that if we're going to be very, very aggressive with diversity, that there are going to be financial repercussions. And I think that somehow, somewhere, we ought to take those into consideration.
Okay, so now, can we move to the vote? Okay, I want to be very clear. What the motion that we're voting on, it's the first part of the, it's a substitute
KPFT
motion.
Houston.
If this motion passes, what will happen, this is my understanding, if this motion passes, certain steps which were laid out in Carol's motion that require more investigation, especially around the potential financial impact of having specific diversity requirements in the bylaws, that information will be gathered together, and including, you know, revising budgets, et cetera, all that will happen, and then that whole process would be inserted in front of moving ahead with the steps laid out in the in Ray's resolution.
Should
that be adopted, which most likely would delay when we would actually get to vote on bylaws, because I don't believe that in a week and a half all that would happen.
It would absolutely delay us, probably 3 to 4 weeks is my estimate.
Okay, so that is the implication of this.
But we would not be voting blind. We would know the financial impacts and would have a budget and understand the consequences of what we do. That's it.
Okay, so that is what. So now, does everybody understand what they're voting on? Because to be very honest, I don't want to have to re-vote on this again. I'd like to make sure we all understand what it is we're voting on.
All right.
Okay. Hearing no questions, no flags have gone up here, I'm going to call the vote on this. Okay. Okay. Bert.
I'm going to vote no.
No. Charles. He did not get back on the call. Marion. He got off the call. Ray.
No.
Rob.
No.
Pete.
Yes.
Teresa.
Yes.
Jabari. Never got back on the call. Janice.
No.
James.
No.
George.
No.
Carol.
Yes.
And myself, yes. So I don't have the votes, but the exact number, but it seems that it did not carry.
It did not carry.
It's okay.
1, 2, 3, 4 in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 opposed, and 3 are off the call.
Okay. So now there's second part of the substitute motion, which has to do with what happens if the judge declares that we do have bylaws, that draft B is the bylaws. And that motion suggests setting up, or calls for the setting up of the diversity commission to explore. I don't have the text right in front of me, so.
Yeah, that's
them. Carol, maybe
read
you should
it once again.
Okay.
In the event that the court rules.
Stay here.
Are we going back now?
Yeah, it's 7:00.
Okay.
All right, come on. Whoever this is.
Put it on mute.
People.
Okay.
No, it's really.
You know, we've got people who have.
We got to call the question. This is taking too long.
Yeah.
All right. In the event that the court rules that Pacifica has adopted bylaws, then the discussions begun in Chicago shall continue with the establishment of an ad hoc diversity commission for Pacifica, made up of all the lab members and others sent by the lab who attended the Chicago discussions, and any IPNB members who would like to participate. The purpose of the diversity commission would be to analyze the diversity issues at Pacifica, including staffing, power and influence sharing, programming, membership composition, and board composition, and how those issues may differ from station to station, and to write a report of their findings and recommendations to be presented to the new incoming board of directors at the end of January 2004. The report could, of course, consist of several sub-reports as appropriate.
Okay. Can we move right to a vote?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to reverse the order here. I know Carol made the motion, but I'm going to call on her first.
Yes.
Carol? Yes?
Yes.
George? George? Okay, maybe he's off the call. James?
No.
Janice?
No.
Jabari's off the call. Teresa?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Rob?
No.
Ray?
No.
I'm sorry, I didn't walk away for a second.
You're going too fast.
I'm sorry. You did
sorry, pardon me.
I'm writing the names down as we go.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Let me start again. Carol was yes. George?
No.
James?
No.
No.
Wait, that was James. Janice?
No.
Jabari is off the call. Teresa?
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Rob?
No.
Am I going too fast?
No, you're doing fine now.
Okay, Ray?
No.
Marion? Did not get back on yet. Charles?
Back in 2 or 3 minutes.
Charles not back on. Bert? Bert?
No.
No. And myself, yes.
Nelson didn't carry. It's 1, 2, 3, 4 in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 opposed, and 3 are off the call.
Okay. Okay, now then the next item is to vote on Ray's main, on the main motion from Ray.
As amended.
I'm just, again, because I don't have the new text in front of me, and I don't want to delay this process, but I do need to ask, is there any statement, Ray, in the language that you put forth, that, is there anything that speaks to what would happen should the judge decide, I believe the hearing is scheduled for this coming Friday, should the judge decide before the IPMB meeting in New York, that draft B is the bylaws. Is there anything in your proposal that speaks to what would happen then? Or in other words, if the judge decides that the bylaws have been adopted, does this process still go forward?
Well, as you said, in the different circumstances, if the, once the bylaws are adopted, the rest of it is up to the board. So to me, I would carry out, I would suggest that we continue with the whatever we recommended in that motion.
Okay. Okay. So can we move to the vote? Okay. Let's go from the bottom up.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Ray's motion as amended.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. We're ready. Okay, Bert.
On Ray's motion.
Yes.
Yeah. With the amendments. Right.
Yes.
Okay, Charles, not up back on the call. Marion, not on the call. Ray?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Pete?
No.
Teresa?
No.
Jabari? I guess never got back on the call. Janice?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Who am I after? George?
Yes.
Carol?
No.
And myself, no. So.
All right. So what we've just decided is if the judge says we have bylaws, we're going to bring lawyers and mediators.
Wait, Carol, can you give us the numbers?
Sorry. I'm sorry. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes.
6
and,
yes.
And 4 no, and 3 off the call.
Okay. But so it's 6, the 4. Is that two-thirds?
Wait a minute. Do we, 6 out of 10 is not two-thirds.
Okay, is that a balanced majority?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Okay, so then it does pass. Okay, so I think the agenda for this special meeting has been completed.
Yes.
I move for adjournment.
Okay, I think...
Second it.
I think we're just adjourning.
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good job.